With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. These are the sounds of an unsettling but important training session recently held in Missoula. Participants were confronted with an immediate crisis. What would they do if someone walked into their workplace or classroom, pulled a firearm, and opened fire? According to one professional active resistance instructor featured in a new Montana PBS documentary that premieres this evening, the options would be limited.
The options are fight or die. Dying, to me, is not an option.
Montana PBS producer Beth Sabo's documentary, Active Shooter, Are Montana Colleges Ready?, is a half-hour look into how four Montana colleges are preparing for a potential shooting incident.
Montana is certainly not immune to this type of incident. We, in fact, have had a shooting in 1990. We had a shooting on MSU's campus where a gunman stormed into a dorm room and killed two other male students.
Last fall, MSU officials assessed Montana PBS's Bozeman studios to find out how prepared Sabo and her coworkers were in the event of a worst-case shooting scenario.
It just sort of got me thinking, wow, I wonder what else the university is doing, what police departments are doing, and then what other campuses across the state are doing to start this dialogue and to have this discussion with people who work and live on campus.
In addition to Montana State, Sabo profiles the University of Montana in Missoula, the private Rocky Mountain College in Billings, and Miles City's Miles Community College. She says all four institutions liked her idea and welcomed her cameras to their campuses. Sabo says UM's active resistance training program seems to be the most cutting edge of the bunch. Faculty, staff, and students are invited to informal training sessions on the Run, Fight, and Hide training model developed by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. They can also participate in a more intense session, complete with blank gunshots and professional mock intruders.
And that's a whole other ballgame. That is, these teachers and faculty are sitting in a classroom or milling about in a hallway, and they kind of get lulled into a sense of security, and then suddenly they start shooting. And they're blanks, but it all sounds the same.
The trainees then try to use the skills they've just been taught.
Can they run? Can they escape? Are they in a room? Do they need to barricade? And then what if that shooter opens the door and comes in? That's where they learn how to fight. So it was incredibly eye-opening and pretty shocking, too. It really made me change how I look at campus.
Sabo says Montana State isn't yet offering that kind of immersive training session, but is offering two-hour programs featuring law enforcement officers and professional videos. The goal is to make faculty, staff, and students more aware of their surroundings, possible escape routes, or, if need be, how they could use everyday objects as improvised weapons against a gunman. Sabo says Rocky Mountain College and Miles Community College are currently focused on faculty and staff training. Students aren't yet involved. Sabo says she's not qualified to determine if that lack of student involvement puts those schools at a safety disadvantage.
You know, everyone I talked to, administrators at both Rocky and MCC, and everyone actually at every campus said, we feel safe here. I think the disadvantage the smaller schools are at is that they simply don't have the resources or the staff to implement the same level of training.
But Sabo notes those smaller schools are ramping up their active resistance training programs. Shooter response training programs are an odd sign of our times, but Sabo points out it's something universities can no longer ignore.
That was a question I actually posed to the UM police chief and the MSU police chief, because they're both veteran law enforcement officers. And you know, I said, in all of your time, did you ever think that this would become such a high priority? And I think they're so used to it that they said, we never anticipated it, but now it's part of the grim reality.
Active Shooter, Are Montana Colleges Ready? Premieres tonight at 8 o'clock on Montana PBS. It replays at 7:30 Thursday night and again at 4:30 Sunday afternoon. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.